114 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's something you'd like to hear more about, please let us know. My name is Lindsay, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Laura, Sandy, and Elizabeth's husband Chris is also joining us this week. So welcome, Chris.
Hi, thanks.
You might be thinking that this episode is directed at listeners with children. Well, not 100%. There are also plenty of adults without kids who still don't want to tell certain family members that they're about their travel plans until right before they leave. Whether it's vacation shaming for taking the time off or someone making comments about how much money you're spending, the issue is real. So this week, we're here to help you take the vacation you deserve without letting others get you down. So let's get started.
Because those kids always get you down.
Yes, they do.
Kids are the worst.
Well, and I think Sandy has the best story to start out with because we dragged her away to Walt Disney World without her kids. Like,
yeah, I mean, of all places, back then I could not believe I was even considering it.
Now she does it all the time.
Well, okay. But not only were my kids pretty young, my twins were in kindergarten and it was Christmas time. So I was missing my daughter's kindergarten play. So
you left your kids on Christmas?
Yeah. Well, no. It wasn't on Christmas. It was on my oldest son's birthday.
Months old. That's better.
So I missed his birthday.
This episode's also about how to avoid being shamed.
I know. Well, this is just to show you, if I can get through all this guilt, and I'm Catholic too, so if I can get past the guilt, y'all can all get
for the
past.
Record, if yeah. I could get past the guilt, because I was traveling with her and I had to hear all this the whole time.
But yeah, so my son's birthday, my daughter's play, they were in the parade that week, and there was like a Disney on Ice that they missed, or my parents took them to that, but yeah. And I was going to the happiest place on earth, so, you know. But
should have a great time.
But it was also my birthday, and you know, sometimes you need to do something a little special for yourself for your birthday. And it was really cool because I got to drive the boat in the Jungle Cruise because it was my birthday.
So. She was a skipper.
Yeah, but the thing, I mean, I made sure nobody took pictures of me with any characters in them or any castles in them or any, you know, Epcot big golf ball things in them, like nothing.
Which means we have no pictures from that.
We have some pictures, but they're like close-ups of our face, you know, standing in front of a garden, you know.
Or we could take pictures the one day that it rained. She's like, yeah. We can take pictures now because we're clearly miserable. I'm like, I'm not miserable. Yeah, and the first time I actually went to Walt Disney World after my son was born. He was like 5 or 6 months old, and my mom said she was going to Orlando to visit a friend, and I was like, I'm gonna go. And I went with one of my friends who is now one of my best clients, Alice. Shout out to Alice. And we did like a weekend food and wine festival end of September, and it was really liberating. I remember I searched all the podcasts for solo trips to Walt Disney World because she wasn't going to be with me the whole time. Mm-hmm. And my mom was actually with a friend, so she wasn't, we just had dinner together, but I didn't really see her much on that trip. That was the first time. And Chris was actually really good about saying, yeah, go. Because I expected like this fight. Like
Chris,
I expected
my
this.
Chris was like, oh no, this is a girls trip. I'm going to meet you there halfway through.
Yeah.
He showed up.
No, he was great. And honestly, I mean, we had two kids at the time. And, like I said, my son was 5 months old. He was like, no, you deserve this. I was like, yeah, I do. And I never looked back.
Yeah, set a precedent. And yeah.
I deserve all of them. So Lindsay, you don't have kids, but you take trips by yourself a lot. So how does that go over?
I do. I travel solo 99.9% of the time. And I do feel some guilt, mostly for leaving my husband at home to work and pay for the bills while I'm enjoying myself.
So you're not the only one, honey.
I think my education is what I'm doing. I'm traveling for work. So I feel some guilty about that. And then I have to confess, the Facebook shaming over me traveling solo got so bad at one point in time, I created an alias Facebook account to post my Disney trip pictures on because I couldn't handle it. One more, you're there again. What's going to push me over the edge?
I'm still friends with your alter ego. I think she's still on my friends list. I won't say her now, but...
Yeah, don't out there. Me, but...
Yeah. It's the name of a popular beer, however.
Michelob Ultra?
No, an actual beer.
Popular.
So yeah, and actually, as the years kind of went on, I just kind of stopped caring about the shaming. So I can tell you that if you are listening and you are being vacation shamed for traveling without your children or without your friends or family or taking more trips than someone else has deemed you're allowed to take, know that it does get better because eventually you'll just, there's a wall. It's just, I don't even care anymore.
Do you want to tell the story about my cross-stitch pillow? Do you want to tell how that came up? No, you should probably tell it.
Oh, man.
Can you? Or do I need
no,
to
No, go
tell
ahead.
It?
You go
okay.
ahead.
So I was actually, like, having this argument with myself / Chris. It wasn't an argument with Chris. He was just hearing me argue with myself. And I said, you know, I'm having this problem because as a travel agent, I'm supposed to market my trips, right? I'm supposed to go on these trips and I'm supposed to post about how great these trips are. But then I get all these comments about how great my life must be and how lucky I am to be, you know, it must be nice to be able, and like, so sort of these pseudo sarcastic comments, I say pseudo sarcastic, but what I mean is sarcastic. Yeah. And I feel bad because I'm not a braggart. I don't want to like thrust my life out there. I like to post the happy parts of my life, but if my vacations really make you sad, then I don't want to post them. And if my travels, which are not vacations, make you sad, I don't want to post them.
Well, that's exactly the opposite of why you're posting them.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, the whole point is for me to encourage you to take a vacation. And my husband actually looked at me, and these are the words he said to me. You need to channel your inner Kanye. I was like, did you just say I need to channel my inner Kanye? Because I'm pretty sure I don't have an inner Kanye. I'm pretty much as non-Kanye as it comes. It's like, what are you talking about? He said, don't you know that famous like moment where Kanye was on the golf course?
No, he was at the Chappelle show. Okay. And someone had called him. And he says, oh yeah, I'm in here with Dave Chappelle. I'm looking at all these skits before they go on. It's like, why do you get to do that? Because I'm dope and I do dope shit.
Sorry, we're supposed to be a family. But yeah, that's what Kanye said. So now I have a cross-stitch on a pillow in my office.
Oh,
yeah.
That's why you have that pillow.
Yeah, because, and I do think, and honestly, I actually told that to my sister as well, because there's times in our lives, and we all can learn from this, there's times in our lives where we need to channel our inner Kanye and say, you know what?
Yeah. I deserve it.
I deserve it. This is okay because this is what I want to do. I've set goals. I've saved for this. Mm-hmm. I've made a point to do this and it's okay. And you know what? I'm going to put it on Facebook. And if you want to tell me how great my life is.
Okay.
That's right. Because I'm dope and I do dope shit.
Yeah, I have a friend. We're getting ready to take our 20th anniversary cruise and we have several friends coming with us. And one of my friends, like, it was after final payment even. She was like, yeah, I still haven't told my parents I'm going on this cruise. I'm like, really? You know, like, I don't know. It's just kind of, you know, when you're an adult and you have own a house and you have... You
right.
Know.
It's like, I'm a grown adult.
Yeah.
It's none of your business.
Yeah. It's interesting. But the vacation shaming is real.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it... With travel, when I decided to leave North Carolina and move here... After living in North Carolina for 30 years, there were many pieces of feedback from humans that I interact with. And my feedback to them is, you know what? That's why it's called my life.
Yeah.
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 You know, and people, a great quality of life for them is a huge television and all the channels they can buy. And for some people, a great quality of life is going to the other side of the world and seeing the Northern Lights.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and people, you know, for some people, it's important to eat out 4 times a week.
Yeah.
And for some people, you know, to be able to travel to, you know, on a Fathom cruise to the Dominican Republic and change somebody's life and to know a whole new culture, mm-hmm. you know, is worth, you know, eating out. Well, people make choices about their money, but that's why it's called your life.
Yes.
I think part of the problem is with social media, people don't see, like, all people see are my, what they call vacation photos, which are really, you guys know, research photos. I am taking these trips to be a better agent, to be a better tool, resource for my clients. I'm doing these things to broaden my education, and the side effect of that is I get to experience the world. But even on Facebook, when people see, like, when I was at Alani posting all these pictures, and my friend, who I love dearly, and I'm going to call her out on a podcast that she never, ever listens to. oh, so sad to see you're having a rough day at the office.
So who was it? You have to call her out. If you're going to call her out, you got to call her out by name.
April Sullivan.
Okay. Yeah.
She's going to have to listen. That you post on Facebook, and it's just like with anything, whether it's traveling or something else, they don't see the fact that my bed is, like, furniture's falling apart and my truck is dead. You know, like we have different priorities right now in life than maybe other people do. And I think sometimes people don't see that, the sacrifice that you make. To do those things.
And that's true with anything. I think that, you know, everybody says, oh, well, this person has a big TV and this person has, so we all have to have all those things. But, you know, when I was traveling in my 20s on a secretary's salary, and let's not mix words, I was a secretary, you know, and I wasn't making a lot of money. People are like, how can you take 2.5 weeks to go to Greece? Well, first of all, I didn't take any vacations all year long until now. So I have 2.5 weeks saved up. And I found an inexpensive cruise that where I could have an inside stateroom, and I have my girlfriend going with me, and this is what I want to do. So if it means that I'm eating at home ramen noodles every night, okay. That's okay. Yep. That's totally okay. Because that's so, you know, you're spending your money in different ways. And for us as a family, you know, people's our kids, we frequently have to, like, hit them over the head and say, you're really lucky, you know, so that they understand that, you know, and they know it. I'm not sure how well they show it, but they know it. but we make sure they understand, you know, we're doing this because I know my son has come home and said, well, my friend says that we're wasting money on all these trips. Well, they spend their money on different things, and I can see that they're spending money on different things, and it's wonderful the things they're spending money on. We're spending money on travel.
Yeah.
And their medical bills.
So let's switch gears and go back to that.
I think it's not that one is bad and one is good. I think that you do what brings you joy, value to you, you know, to create your best life. We're seeing with the millennial generation, which is, you know, generations that are coming behind us, that travel is top of their list. Mm-hmm. Yeah, seeing the world and having experiences are different than things.
But you know, some of them aren't taking their...
What we're saying is, you know, do what brings you joy. Being in every little port in Greece is going to bring you joy. Then
you have to do what's important to you. That what's going to bring you joy is what's important to you. That's what you were saying. And if going to Greece and going to every port in Greece is important to you, then yes, that's the important thing to do. And I totally agree with you on that. I think we so often place value based on money and not experiences. And I will say too, as Americans, we're used to, and this is not a political statement. This is just geography. America is a really big place. And to travel from California to New York takes a long time if you walk it or drive it by car. And even really if you fly it by jet. So we're very used to being able to stay in the confines of our country without having to really experience huge different cultures. Although I will argue that the culture of New York and the culture of Los Angeles is different, but not so much so. So yeah, I think that as we venture outside of that and say, you know, we're going to enrich our lives this way. Some people may choose to enrich their lives by eating, you know, a certain type of diet that cost them a lot of money, or by having certain electronics that cost them a lot of money, or by having a certain size house that cost them a lot of money.
Right.
And it really just comes down to how you wish to spend your money, and how you wish to spend your life. And so getting back to our topic, sort of having those getaways without the guilt, I think also whenever I've traveled with the kids, and we actually had this discussion when we went to Disney that first time, and you said, I'm not going to tell the kids. I was like, I tell my kids, because I think it's important to them to see that I go places without them and that they will be able to do that one day too.
So one of the things that helped me with that was, you know, we had done that one trip and I told them I was going to Florida and I bought them gifts and I told them I got them at the airport. And then the next, I don't know if it was the next year or the year after, we had another trip planned for Wine and Dine weekend and a race and stuff. Well, that same summer, I took the kids to visit family in California and we did Disneyland. And I think that, you know, being able to say, well, you got to do this. I'm doing this next month, you know, but you got, look what you got to do. Mm-hmm. I think that for me, that helped me ease into it. And now it's just kind of like, well, yeah, I'm going again. But if I had something really cool on the books for them, it kind of eased it, you know?
Yeah. I do think if you travel all the, so when we're dealing with children, if you travel all the time without your children and never take your children, you might need to reevaluate. I mean, I think that it's important for you to get away, but you also need to share that with your children. If that is your passion, if travel is your passion, mm-hmm. then you should definitely share that. And incidentally, even members of my family are like, your kids need to come visit me here and here and here. Like they know that we're building that. That is one of our primary parenting goals, is to make them travelers, is to make them conscious of the world around them.
Worldly, really.
Yeah. Yeah. We want them to know that there's life outside of where they live.
Yeah.
But then the same thing with your friends. I mean, if your friends are really griping, come with me.
Yeah.
And that stop on my friends list was, why don't you come with me? Why don't you come do this with me?
Mm-hmm. And
because then people start to see that it's not just an option for somebody else.
We know ways to make it work.
That's where the rubber meets the road, because that's where people say, oh no, I'm not going to do that. So that's where you can draw the line too. If somebody is constantly guilting you about a trip that you're taking or about trips that you're taking, invite them. And when they say no, guilt is gone.
Yeah, because, exactly. And yeah. Bricks falling off of my shoulders.
Yes, absolutely.
I still feel guilty to take my husband with me, because I know that if we were in most of, well, 99% of my trips are work trips. They're not, I'm not going on vacation or just to have fun. If it was in a different situation or now in life, I would take my with me. Yeah, so I do have some guilt over that. And one of the ways that I've been able to deal with that personally is knowing that it's coming in the future. Like Sandy said, planning a trip in the future, your set goal in mind. And I can't speak to that guilt with children. I mean, I don't have to Skype him every night to keep him entertained.
Well, my kids don't do that every night either, you know.
Well, actually, saying that, I'd like to, because Chris is really good about, like, letting me travel. And I won't, letting me travel sounds so 1950s.
Yeah, but he doesn't give you grief about it. Yeah, sometimes I get the grief, you know.
So talk about that. Talk about how you feel about my travel and your travel and how that works in a relationship and the guilt factor.
I guess to me it's just about, you have the relationship, each person is an individual as well. And they need to be able to be an individual. You can't always be the unit. You've got to be able to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to do this. And there are things I do, not necessarily, you know, travel by myself, but there are things that I go, it's like, I'm going to go do this. And this is my thing. And that's fine. You don't have to be there. I don't feel bad that you're not there. I'm going to, like, I go play hockey at 10 o'clock at night. In fact, you know, if my ankle is feeling better, I might be at a hockey game right now.
Yeah.
I don't say, oh, well, I really want you to be there, because it's late at night. That would be dumb, because she would be asleep. And, you know, whether it's, you know, I mean, any of the activities, it's good to have activities that are yours.
That's true. I will say this past year, my husband was not griping about my trips as much, because he got to go to Bonnaroo, and that's the big music festival. That's his thing, you know. And I don't really want to go camp for 4 days at a music festival every year. I mean, it's fun, but you know,
People have to be people. You know, before you met your significant other, you were a person.
Yeah.
You did things for yourself.
And before you had kids.
And before you had kids.
Before you had kids. Yeah. This doesn't necessarily have to change. No. You could do things yourself, do things with, you know, your significant other, do things with your children. And it's not like, you know, all of a sudden, or that part of my life is gone. I will never be alone again. No. You're an adult. Act like it.
And it's good for the people.
It's not like enjoying yourself when you're away from the people you love means you love them any less.
Right.
And I think it's a very important thing to get over that guilt, like, especially the kind that Sandy was talking about, the parental guilt. And I think that feeling of, does it make me a bad person? It doesn't. I think in the long run, your children probably will see that more from it, from being able to see that you can go out and have those experiences, and that'll help them in the long run too.
There's a great deal of independence that comes, and actually it's sort of this double-edged sword, because so there was a long time when I traveled before we had kids, I didn't call Chris every night. You know, we were married, but I wasn't dead, and he knew that I wasn't. And so it was, I mean, like, I have never had that, like, serious attachment. And I know some people need that, and I totally respect it, but I've never had that. And it's interesting now, because now I feel like I need to FaceTime every now and then, because the kids, well, first of all, I can. I mean,
yeah,
let's face it. When I first started traveling, you know, by myself, we didn't have this technology. But now, and the kids literally do drive-bys. Hey! And they're gone, you know, and I'm really talking to Chris most of the time. So they're okay with that. And I'm actually kind of proud of that. It sort of gives them this independence. It's like they now understand that mom goes away and mom comes back, and there's no sort of anxiety about that or anything.
And that's an important point too, is that it's all well and good to say, I want my kids to be independent and be able to do things for themselves. But if you don't provide an example for that, a model for that, then
yeah,
it's like, you know, you tell me that you want me to be independent, but you're codependent on each other and you never leave each other's side. Well, that's a mixed message for sure.
Yeah.
So our kids just have to figure out if we actually like each other.
Do you like doing stuff together or apart?
Very rarely.
But it is, and we try to mix that up. I think that's really important too. If you need to take those trips for yourself. And I do, honestly, I think everybody should have the girlfriend's trip or the guy's trip or whatever. If there's things you want to do separately, you should do those things. And then you need to come together as a family. You need to come together as friends. And like I said, if you have no children, if you have no significant other and you're traveling solo and your friends are like, you're so lucky, invite them.
Yeah.
Invite them. It might be fun. Well,
unless you don't like them that much.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you don't want to travel with them. And then
never make an offer. You're not really ready.
If anyone's listening and they never get invited to travel with them,
yeah. Well,
it just means you're not complaining loud enough to her.
And incidentally, I will say, just because you're good friends doesn't mean you travel well together. So this should be something all friends should understand about each other.
Yes.
Yeah,
you have different
kinds
of friends.
You really do not know someone until you have traveled with them.
Yeah. Yes,
you learn things about someone.
How gassy they are.
If they snore.
Yeah, how loud they are. Yeah,
such a bad snore.
The other things that kind of helped push me over the guilt of traveling and taking all this grief was, in my personal life, if I waited for all of the stars to align and for the situation to be just perfect, that my husband could go with me to all the places that I've traveled in the last year, I would probably never ever get
waiting.
To go
yeah.
Yeah.
to any of them.
You know, and that's a good point. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Oh, sorry. If you put your travel goals, if you put your whatever goals of travel, you put those aside until takeaway from this for me, it's that I don't let what you should do with your overshadow the accomplishments that you could have to enrich your life. And then
we have a saying in the software industry that perfect is the enemy of done.
Yeah.
And if you're always waiting for the perfect moment for something to happen, you're never going to get there.
Yeah.
Yes. And honestly, my whole life I've lived by this rule. Whenever I have a big decision to face, my mental thing is, I say, if I'm sitting in the rocking chair on the porch of the old folks home and I look back on this moment, and I regret not doing this. And I've asked it when I was deciding whether to get married. I've asked it deciding whether to have children, go on trips, buy a car, buy a house, like any
get
of those
into
big,
a wolf enclosure.
Yeah. Anything where I can usually say, okay, if I'm an old lady sitting in the rocking chair, wondering about my life, would I regret this moment? And a lot of times you can answer that. You can't always answer it, but a lot of times you can get a really good idea about it. And honestly, any trip I've taken, I know that I would sit on that rocking chair and go, I was a stupid something or other. You know, I should have taken that trip. And yeah. And I think my dad instilled that in me as well. He's like, you know, if you have an opportunity to go somewhere and it's even remotely affordable, you need to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Go. Because you never know when the day is going to come that you can't do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Laura?
So kind of a air shift, you know, to life coaching. And one of the things
the best gift you can give someone is what?
That you give the world is to take really good care of yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, you know, one of my taglines is fill up your joy pitcher.
Yeah, I love that.
You know, and that was created for people who are caregivers, full-time are caregiver.
Yes.
And we always put somebody else before us. And the thing is that what we're pouring out of our pitcher becomes muddy, murky water.
Yeah.
If we don't go refill it with good spring water. That example of taking good care of yourself. It says, I am a PRIO.
Yes. Well, and you know, honestly, I think it's very easy also for people like me who have two very healthy, beautiful children to say, I don't have it so rough. I'm not taking care of people who have high special needs, and I honestly, there are people who have it much worse than you do, who deserve a lot more of reward for what they're doing, but you also deserve that reward. And I think it's really important that we understand we're all caregivers and we're all in this together. And it's just important to raise your healthy children. You're very lucky to have them. Make sure they understand how lucky they are. Mm-hmm. And then if you are caring for someone with extra special needs, that you also are taking care of yourself and you're taking care of them and making sure they see the world around them.
The philosophical thing is that in marriage, we'll say, she's my better half. And that is a misnomer. You know, when you get married, you become a Venn diagram. you remember a Venn diagram? You know, take if you're sitting outside of this podcast, make your first finger. Take them and just overlap them a little bit.
Right.
You know, it's like, and at that overlap point, it makes you stronger. Makes you better. But they're still your whole self.
Yes.
Plus, you know? It makes you so much more interesting. I mean, let's just be honest. It's better to have a conversation with someone when you've had separate experiences that you can talk about together.
Yeah. And actually,
it's like people used to say to me, when I was caring for three kids with disabilities, how do you have time to go swim? You know, how do you have time to go to the, you know, I was training for a triathlon. How do you have time to do that and care for three kids and have three stepchildren and 10 grandchildren? And I said, you know what? When I go swim, I get so much more done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You
know, because I'm happy and I'm productive and I'm full. You know, well, that's the same thing with traveling.
Yeah.
You know, you go away, you rejuvenate, and you are so much better quality human for yourself and for those around you.
Yes. Yeah, that's so true.
We're giving such good advice on this podcast. I wish we would all listen to it.
I was just going to say we need to call each other out on this.
Exactly. Well, you know, in my Venn diagram of my marriage, I bring all the awesome, and Chris brings all the mediocre, and in the middle is something, I don't know, mushy.
Something B+.
You want to go with that.
My My husband brings the money and I bring the fun.
That might actually be true in mine as well. Actually.
Probably closer.
No, and Laura, that's such a good point, because I think so many times we don't take care of ourselves, and I know I don't, and I see symptoms of it every single day. And actually, Sandy's called me out on it. She's like, you need to take time for yourself.
And I'm the worst person to say it, because I do like the bare minimum that, you know. Yeah.
So again, back to our topic. And I think we've stayed on the topic. I think it's just, it's hard to see sometimes. I think, you know, when you need to take a vacation, you need to take a vacation, and you don't need to answer to anybody else. And you really need to make sure you enjoy that vacation, because that's the whole point of it. And whether your vacation is experiencing other cultures and, you know, diving deep into a historical moment or whatever, or whether your vacation is sitting in a hammock on a, like, beach with a beautiful blue ocean.
Sitting on a cruise with a drink package.
Totally cool. That's what you need at the time. And I do think that, you know, the goddess or the god inside you needs to feel that and experience that in order to be awesome when you come back. So don't let anybody, your kids, your spouse, your coworkers, your whatever, your circle of friends, guilt you about it. And honestly, if they're really upset about it, see if they want to come with you. Cause there really isn't a single trip that I don't say to my husband, do you want to come? Do you want to come with me? And sometimes he can say yes, and sometimes he can't. And that's just sort of the nature of the beast. Because of
the great thing about our profession is that people talk themselves out of these grown-up trips because of how much it'll cost or how much time they have to be away. And what I would tell them is dare to ask your travel agent to speak your desire, you know, to say, gosh, I would love nothing better than to go to Greece. And then give them some time to see what they can find for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the trip I was talking to you about. You know, this, and this is not always going to happen. I hesitate saying it, but, you know, this young woman who is about to be 30 and has a friend of hers who lives in France, and she's dreamed of turning 30 in Paris. She's like, I've been trying to put this much in savings and tie this much and pay my bills down. And she said, I just feel like I work and I work and I work. And she said, you know, but I'm going to be paid. She's directing a show for community theater. She said, I'm going to be paid $1,400. Do you think there's any way I could get to Paris and see my friend and back for $1,400? You know, well, lucky me, I got to call her today and say, oh my God, you won't believe it.
But you need to buy it today.
This amazing plane ticket for less than half of what you were saying.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying is, you know, call your travel agent. Give them a chance to work within your budget and to help you think of ways that, you know, no, you may not be able to take 9 days, but there might be a great 4-day cruise.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and also give yourself some time to save up the money, because again, if you put a priority on it, you'd be surprised what you can do.
Make it happen.
Yeah, yeah. You'd be really surprised what you can do if that's really the best way to do it. And I've had, I know so many of my clients do not have a huge travel budget, but every 3 or 4 years they do something fantastic, and that you totally deserve that. Yeah, go do it for sure.
Well, that is our show for this week, and we welcome your comments and feedback on this episode, or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com, then click podcasts at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast, or just search for Fly Away. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Elizabeth, Laura, Chris, Sandy, and myself, Lindsay, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly!